Rachel was a polar opposite in so many ways, in that she just really knew what she wanted to do. And she'd, you know, light upon an idea and then just go after it. And, you know, she was alluring as a person, and the way that she made decisions was alluring, too. And so when she brought up this bike trip, it sounded like a, you know, big, shiny, risky adventure, and I always liked those ideas. So I said yes, and that's how we ended up taking this trip from Wisconsin to the West.
Wow, so you were already on a pretty big adventure when you decided to embark on the next one. Were you surprised at yourself for making that choice?
Yeah. You know, those years were just kind of like ping-ponging all over the place. And the downside of that is always feeling like, where am I going? Why am I going there? But the upside is, you know, being open enough to find an opportunity and really follow it.
On your journey, what were some of the most memorable moments or aspects of the trip across half the U.S.?
We met so many kind, generous people who had no reason to help us, you know, who didn't know us at all. But he took us into their home and fed us and showed us their towns and helped us repair our bikes when they broke down. As people, I think we just need so little to actually be able to have that depth of connection. And for us, it was the bikes, you know. They kind of are like puppies. When you have a big loaded touring bike, they just look kind of weird. And they're interesting, and clearly if you're riding one, you are, you're vulnerable, and you are totally harmless, because, I mean, what are you going to do, steal something and then ride away at 9 miles an hour on a major highway? So I think people trust you, and they're curious about you when you're on a bike like that. And so it would start a conversation, you know, where are you going, where are you coming from, how much weight do you have? And from there, it would really quickly go into the kind of conversations I don't feel like I get to have with strangers that often.
Now that you've finished the trip and you now live in Portland, Oregon, after this big adventure, has it continued to impact your life?
You know, one thing about it is that, so the writing of the book has actually felt really similar in a lot of ways to the writing. The thing about being out on this trip is, you know, we had this big, vague, romantic idea of what a bike trip was going to be like, and we needed that. We needed to move toward that idea and towards the horizon of the West Coast. But it was really a moment-by-moment, day-by-day kind of thing. I mean, if you're on a bike trip pulling that weight, you need to be focused on the moments, and eventually you just become immersed in them and forget what you're moving toward in the first place. So that happened over and over again on the trip, and I found the same thing with writing. I mean, writing a book, for me at least, before I did it, was this very romantic, fuzzy idea that I had no idea what it would actually entail to do it. And once I got into it, it was very difficult and also very rewarding. And I found the same kind of thing happening, where I would forget about the book itself and just get lost in a scene I was writing or trying to get a bit of dialogue right.
You are doing this book tour by bicycle, so does that mean you'll just be setting off and just be on your bike?
Yep. Yeah. So it's probably going to be about 800 or 900 miles of riding total. I'll take off on Saturday morning from my parents' house in Conover and make it to Mercer that afternoon for a reading, and then from there, yeah, I'll ride up to Lake Superior, and then go to Duluth, then ride down to Minneapolis and through the Driftless area, Wisconsin, and yeah, then across and all the way down to Chicago. So I'm excited about the interplay between the readings and the riding, because I feel like the writing will allow me to nurse that introverted side and really just have time to think a little bit, so that when I get to every town, I'll be in position to be as, you know, open and grounded and grateful as possible. You know, like riding a long bike trip, you get really grateful for the littlest things, like free mustard packets or toilet paper or whatever it might be. So for me, the biking, that's really why I chose to bike this tour, because I want to be very present in the moment.
Brian Benson, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it.